National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along.
We are.
Hey, we did an interesting show this week in answering questions. And so instead of having a particular topic for a particular one of the segments, there are multiple questions that are thrown in. There is a company out there called Investopedia where people can go and get financial information. They created a financial community, if you will, of CPAs, attorneys, certified financial planners that answer questions. And somehow or another, I got voted into being in the top 100. I'm not really sure how that happened, but they notified me. A couple weeks ago. Anyhow, so what we do is take questions that you guys either email us, which you can do at considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com, or you go to the website and submit the question, yourlifeafterwork.com, or people who ask questions of us on Investopedia.
Yeah.
And so Sherry is going to go through, I don't know, 8 to 10 questions everywhere from, you know.
Interesting stuff.
I've saved up 35 grand. Should I start, or invested 35 grand? Should I start saving now? how much do, what do I need to do to take $10,000 a month out of my account and never have my value go down?
They were interesting questions.
They were. How's my 401k taxed when I take money out? You know what? You know, all, there are various questions that are coming that may or may not make sense to you. What I will always tell you to do is to pay attention to the fiduciary focus, risk and volatility, fees, expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return. As you listen to me answer these questions, you will watch my head go through that formula of the four things. You'll hear us talk about the three phases or stages of finance. You go through an accumulation mode when you're younger. Or starting out saving, it's not really age dependent. Eventually you get to preservation where what you've already accumulated is more than what you're adding. And then eventually most of us will get to distribution where we begin to pull the money out and use it for a happy standard of living replacement.
Yeah.
And that one is a tough one, folks. And I understand it. You know, I'm not 20 like I was when I started. I'm 51. Yeah. And so account sizes I see, you know, get to magical numbers. And, you know, I'll look at somebody who's now got $1 million in their account and tell them it's okay to start spending.
Yeah.
And it's just not natural. It's just not natural. So you've got to understand the processes to be able to come to terms with that and feel good with it. And do it right.
And do it
tax efficiently.
Efficiently.
And without increased volatility. So we're going to spend some time on those things today. You got a question or comment, like I said, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. And don't forget, you can always find more at yourlifeafterwork.com, including our newspaper article, and other blog posts that are there. 800-928-4001. Sherry, I'll get back right into the show.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in 5 key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
We get a bunch of questions that come from a bunch of places, a lot of them from you guys. Mm-hmm. You can always ask and email me, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. We also get a lot of questions. I'm a writer for Investopedia. I'm not sure how they calculate it, but I just got voted as one of the top 100
Woo-hoo!
Investopedia
wow.
answerers, whatever.
answerers.
You know, I don't even know what where did they come up with this stuff?
I don't know, but that's great.
But I guess it's based on ratings of what people say when I write or respond to questions.
We need that on a plaque somewhere.
So, no, we don't. So I like to do more of these live on the radio for you. But Sherry's going to read the question, then I will do my best to give you the answer that I would have given in the particular situation.
All right. Here's the first one. I am rolling money from one IRA account into another one. What types of accounts should I consider?
So if you're moving money from an IRA, it has to go to another IRA. That's a tax-free transfer. There's ones that we call that are trustee to trustee. Mm-hmm. And that means you went directly from one custodian from Fidelity to TD Ameritrade, right? There's one where you do a rollover where you actually take receipt of the funds if it's coming from an IRA. Mm-hmm. You've got 60 days to to put the money back in, and that's once every 365 days you can do that.
It's kind of like a loan?
The IRA, it's not a loan. Well, mm-hmm. you could call it that if you want to, but if you don't put the money back in, which is your third option or your second option, you're going to pay the taxes on it, and if you're under 59 and a half, you're also going to pay a 10% federal penalty. The third option is to roll it into a Roth IRA, where it would be fully taxable, but you would never pay taxes on the future on the growth of it.
Right. So that's probably what they're talking about, don't you think?
So when you talk about where I would never use an annuity in today's world, remember annuities are tax deferred. No reason to put tax deferred money in a tax deferred product.
Right.
You're paying for that insurance product that you don't need.
Right.
So you're going to put it into an investment account. I wouldn't recommend a CD, but maybe a CD. But you want to move it as an IRA to an IRA with a trustee to trustee transfer. If you do a rollover, you can do it once every 365 days. You've got 60 days to get the money back in the account. Mm. And then the third, of course, is to roll it to a Roth IRA.
Right. Okay. Here's one. This is going to be interesting to see what your answer is. How large of a nest egg would someone need in order to draw an income of $10,000 a month perpetually without seeing a principal decrease, assuming the nest egg is invested in the stock market?
Yeah, that's a whole long show.
Yeah.
Here's the deal on that. When you are saving and accumulating money, you worry about assets. You worry about what you've accumulated. When it comes time for retirement, you've worried about income. What this fine person has done in their question is try to put both of them together.
Yeah.
And I can tell you over time, I can answer that question. Over time, our opinion, Adam's opinion and my opinion is 3.8% of what's in. So every $1 million is essentially $38,000 a year that we feel like you can pull out. Now, that doesn't mean that it lasts forever. So let me give you a horror story. And remember, I don't want you to think I'm making these numbers up on the fly. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't remember most things, but I remember this stuff. And mm-hmm. I taught this for a long time. And so it was an important lesson that I wanted to give to people who were at Purdue who were thinking about getting in the industry. Right?
Right.
So I had three boys show up at my office in 2002. It was January of 2002. You may not remember 2002, but it was an ugly year for the market. I mean, this was a bad, bad year. Some of the worst timing for starting a quote-unquote retirement plan that you could.
Yeah.
In this case, these three boys were buying an asset from their mother, and they chose to use a lifetime annuity, which means as long as the mom's alive, she gets a check. Now, if we were doing this today, and again, this is why a fiduciary is so important, if we were having the conversation today, we would have done something entirely different because the tax code has changed.
Right.
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 So, you know, part of the challenge of not working with a fiduciary is you've got to be willing to challenge decisions you made yesterday, not just get stuck in concrete. Nonetheless, 2002, January, they said, Joe, we need a check for $2,450 a month, and we need it to last forever. And I told them, based on my formulas, I needed about $690,000. Now, the market and the multiple back then was a little bit different, but that's what I told them I needed. They could come up with $651,000. That was all they had. And I told them that was tight, that we would do our best to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 7 months later, the account's down to $590,000.
Yeah.
And the three boys show up at the office, and we have a come-to-Jesus meeting. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm on the wrong side of this table.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, guys, it's about income. It's not about assets. The market is being stupid. The emotional behavior of the price is simply wrong.
They're upset because
it's fallen to 590. What happens in your mind, Sherry, is once an occurrence happens multiple times and it's the number's three, your mind literally does not believe won't happen the fourth time.
Oh, wow.
So if the market is going up, people begin to believe that it's going to go up indefinitely.
Right.
And if the market's going down, they're sure they're going to reach zero within months.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So in their mind, you know, they've got everything in this account. It's down to $590,000 and they've got to pay mom for life.
Right.
So fortunately for them, they paid attention, listened. In October of 2007, if it was not the worst day, it was the worst possible week. The account value is $890,000, right?
Yes.
And mom's not missed a check.
Yes.
And Big Brother comes in and says, Joe, you're going from balanced to growth. Now, today I've got enough resources, I would have fired them.
Yes.
At that point in time, I had to listen to what he did. It's their money. They went to growth at the worst possible week. And then we all know what happened in 2008. March of 2009, the market low. The account was down to 490, right? Now, that would never happen again because of things that we have in place and because we would have never let him go to growth
and
do the distribution. Regardless, here we are in 2018. So we're, 16 years later. Mom has never missed a check. I looked at the account value a couple weeks ago. It was $649. So there's a $2,000 variance between then and here.
Wow.
And there's no guarantee that would have been your situation. There's no, that is an example. It doesn't mean that's how it would have worked for you. We're not talking about rates of return. I'm not trying in any way, shape, or form to say one process is better than another. Here's what I need you to get with this person's question. When they ask, how much does it take to get $10,000 a month out? That is income.
Right.
Then when they talk about preserving the principal, that is a whole nother process and a whole nother thing that comes along with it.
Right.
If you want me to give you an assumption of how long that will last, I can give it to you. But you can't do guarantees. You can't do those kind of things that you would like in that question.
Yep.
All right. One more quick one.
Do my 401k contributions lower my income?
They could. If you put money into a 401k on the traditional side, that is tax deferred. That means you're not going to pay taxes on it today, but when you go to pull it out, you're going to pay the full Monty, whatever your marginal tax rate is at the time. It's simply added on to that last dollar that you earned. And even if you don't want to take it, you will with things called required minimum distributions. Now, if you choose to use the Roth 401k, if that's an option for you, then you don't have any tax savings today. But any money that grows to will actually be tax-free now and forever.
Yeah.
And you... assuming that you roll it to an IRA or the rules change, one or the other, when you go to retire, you won't have to take required minimum distributions out of the Roth portion.
Right.
Hear me on this, though. If you leave it in the 401k under today's rules, Roth 401ks do have required minimum distributions. It's not taxable.
Right.
But you still have to recognize the money. And some of you younger people may be saying, well, Joe, of course I'm going to recognize the money. That's what I put the money in for. Folks, believe me, it changes as you get older, just the way it is. So we're taking questions that you guys have emailed in, some from Investopedia. You can email me, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. You can give us a call, 800-928-4001. We are registered investment advisors. We do manage money. I use this show as a way to introduce you to what we believe, think, and feel, and most importantly, to teach you about your money so that you do not make inefficient financial decisions leading to frustration and devastation. We'll take a break and be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. It is question and answer day.
Yeah.
Sherry's going to ask the questions. Some came from you guys. You can always email me, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com, or go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, and put in your contact information. More than happy to answer the questions. Some of these are coming from a company called Investopedia,
right,
where people write in questions. I got voted into being one of their top people somehow.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
did you
good.
Answer them on Investopedia?
Well, I answer them
yeah,
every now.
You do.
All right,
okay.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Should my wife and I speak with a certified financial planner or a tax attorney to get ideas on how to make our portfolio tax efficient?
Well, you know, it is a great question, and I will tell you, God has just really, really taken care of me, and you know, I tell people that I'm exhibit one of His sense of humor. Because it's some of the things that have happened in my life probably just shouldn't have happened. But,
yeah,
you know, I ended up partnering with an accounting firm, and now I work with multiple firms. But I had I literally spent 11 years in partner meetings where we would discuss tax stuff that I would have thought as a CFP I would have known that I had no clue about.
Yeah.
And then I get to see things that I would have presumed a CPA would know that they had no clue about.
Right.
And so for 11 years, we kind of educated one another about what's going on.
That's great.
So I will tell you, not all CFPs understand the tax planning that you may want.
Mm-hmm.
Not all CPAs understand portfolio development as you want. And the reality is the person who has to control this is the one who determines the buys and sells. So if you're taking care of money on your own and your broker is not a fiduciary but functioning under suitability, whether they're a CFP or not, because remember, not all CFPs are on the fiduciary side.
Right, right.
They have to, our code of ethics says they have to act in your best intentions.
Right.
But if they can still sell annuities, they can still sell mutual funds, right? They can do that part. So if they don't have what's called discretion, if they're not registered investment advisors, then, and you have to say sell this or buy that, and you can coordinate that with a somebody who truly does understand the tax planning, right, then that would work. In this case, I wouldn't tell you that the credential of CFP or even CPA mattered as much as the ability for them to work together. We have a process in our office called the FEG One Stop, and that is where I bring in estate planning attorneys and CPAs. You come to one office, you have one conversation, and it's done, because it truly involves all three of those subjects, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And people, I hate going to, you know, you go to the doctor, you don't go to one, you go to five,
right,
and then you have to tell the story five times, and you're wondering, can you ever take a note?
Sure.
You know, can't somebody coordinate this?
Yeah.
And so we at the Financial Enhancement Group do that coordination, work with your CPA, work with attorneys that we have vetted that say, hey, this is the process.
And you
this
can
is
get them all
done
to sit down together?
Yes. Because what happens is people think, well, Joe knows the CPA. Well, yeah, we go to Rotary together and we golf together.
Right.
That doesn't mean I know the work that he does.
Sure.
Right. And so I want somebody who's really willing to tell me what they know and what they don't know and to work together in collaboration. As you know, where it's truly being done.
Yeah.
What you can have happen so easily in business, and in, especially in this type of work is you can have cooperation. Right? Mm-hmm. See, I can tell Sherry that she's supposed to be here at a given time and she cooperates, right? Or I can say, Sherry, what time should we do this in order to get done what we get done? And then we're collaborating.
Yeah.
And that's really what you want to make sure is done. You're almost always going to have a personality that runs the deal, right?
Yes.
I mean,
that's going to
happen.
Right.
And I understand that. And yes, it's usually me, but that's okay. I still force the collaboration aspect. You know, I worked with the estate planning attorney yesterday on trust protector provision saying, okay, I don't understand why this is only included under this condition when it appears to me it ought to be all the time.
Yeah.
And so we're collaborating back and forth to determine, okay, what's our process going forward? What is Joe missing? What is he getting?
Yeah.
Right. And what should our answer be going forward? That's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that unusual in your industry?
Doesn't exist. I don't know of any, literally, I don't know of anybody else
that does that.
That's not under one roof.
Wow.
Where there one, you know, one of my friends in Kansas City does it, but he has the attorney and the CPA.
They're all right there.
They're all part of the team that are in there. That creates a challenge, in my opinion, of a conflict of interest.
Right.
I don't want to get paid off what the CPA does.
No, no.
I can't get paid off what the attorney does. You're right. We don't do tax reporting. What I want is to be able to control that conversation and create effective collaboration so that it's done.
Yeah. As a client, I want the collaboration.
So in we live in the service side, Sherry. It's part of why I do the show.
Right. Right.
We live in the service side. So the only thing that I have is my reputation. Mm-hmm. Right. And the faith and trust that you have put into me.
Right.
That is the same as what a CPA has. It's the same as what an attorney has.
Right.
So nobody naturally wants to admit when they're wrong.
Right.
Right. The CPA does not want to sit down in front of me and explain why they didn't tell them for the last 10 years they should have been making Roth contributions. Because the CPA is going to say, no, it should have been the broker. And the broker working at the wirehouse isn't allowed to mention anything about taxes unless you bring it up.
Wow.
Because that's in an area, that's why everything says consult your tax advisor.
Yeah.
And as a result, nobody got consulted.
Right.
People don't have Roths that ought to have Roths.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an inefficient system that we tried to fix and circumvent. Great question.
Okay. Yeah, it was. Okay. What advantages are there to contributing to a traditional IRA if I do not qualify for a deduction?
So the biggest advantage, and I do that every year, the biggest advantage is I put money into an IRA that is technically not deductible. And then I immediately convert it to a Roth IRA.
Okay.
Now, pay very close attention to this, folks, because this is where people get into trouble. I have a family that I take care of. Generally, I have all of the money.
Okay.
Because I don't think you should have too many chefs in the kitchen.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And I have a case where one of my families is in sales, and she had to leave money over here at another location. You know, I've got 80% of it.
Right.
They don't know about me. Right. The other 20% is sitting over here, and every year they had her take money out of her account and put into an IRA that was non-deductible and then converted it to her into a Roth. That is exactly what you ought to do. It's called the backdoor Roth.
Okay.
I've written a lot about it. If you go to Google and type in backdoor Roth, you'll find stuff from Ed Slott, Jeffrey Levine, myself, and we've all written about it.
Okay.
A lot of people said, Joe, you shouldn't do this. Well, I was convinced you could. And in December 22nd, when they signed the Tax Act, they specifically said you could, right? Now, the problem is in her case, right? They didn't know and they didn't ask. I've got a big IRA over here.
Right.
And there is an issue that's called the pro rata rule. So I have no IRA money left. I've got money in a 401k, and Barb and I have two Roth IRAs.
Right.
So every year I contribute money into a non-deductible IRA for each of us, and then I immediately convert it to a Roth.
Okay.
So yeah. that's the reason you put money into an IRA if it's not deductible.
I see.
Just understand if you have an existing IRA that it's not as smooth. You can still do it, but it's not as smooth as it sounds the way that I just put it.
Yeah.
The pro rata rule is critical and is missed in many, many, many times. So checklist rule number one is, do you already have an IRA?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then number two, all right, do you qualify for a deductible IRA or does the Roth make more sense? In many of our cases, we don't qualify for Roths or we don't yeah. qualify for deductible IRAs, but we do qualify to do the backdoor Roth where you do the IRA not deductible and then immediately convert it to the Roth.
So
hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. We're running out of time again.
Yeah, sorry.
Go to yourlifeafterwork.com, find out more. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142.
That's 800-670-2142.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And Sherry says she doesn't understand.
I don't understand.
No, you understand the process. You don't understand why it's allowed.
Yeah, right.
A lot of
exactly.
things I don't understand why they're allowed.
Right.
I still don't. It. You know, there's a rule. I didn't know a rule. It was one of the times I was at Purdue teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a rule that if you have property and you use it less than 14 days a year, you can call it business property. Like a condo in Florida that you rent out for the rest of the year.
Right.
But you can only use it for personal pleasure for 14 days a year. I knew that rule. I think that rule's been around forever. There's another rule. Just shocks the old living daylights out of me that we were talking about on earlier this week, mm-hmm. I believe. And one of my little foreign students actually found it at Purdue. And it's essentially the Masters and Indy 500 rule.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And if you rent out your house for less than 14 days a year, you don't have to pay the taxes on the money. And, you know, so they rent the houses to the Masters still for $50,000 a week for these big houses.
Geez.
And it's tax-free money,
Woo.
Right? There's a lot of things about the tax code I don't understand. Here's what I will remind you. There's two tax codes.
Yes.
There is one for the informed. Cool. And there is one for the uninformed.
Yes.
And what we do our best to do in here is to educate you about your money so that you don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. And I'll tell you, when somebody has money sitting in a brokerage account and is qualified to put money into a Roth IRA for the last decade and has no money in a Roth IRA because their broker didn't get around to it, their CPA didn't tell them that they oughta, and there was nobody that had a checklist to do it, you now have $100,000 that should be tax-free forever. That's no longer, that's not tax-free, and you don't get a backseat. You don't get a do-over.
Right, yeah.
You know, some of this stuff you just have to be attentive to every single year, and it's you know, it's like the plumber, and it's like the drywaller. You know, my house is sometimes the last one that gets done.
Yes.
But because I have a checklist, right, we make sure that things get done, right? Anyhow, next question.
Okay, next question. What are the benefits of waiting until full retirement age if I can live comfortably now off of Social Security?
Ooh, this is one of those deals
where the
31 years of my life as a practitioner versus the CFP education versus the 7 years of being a Purdue professor, this is where those three would come in conflict with one another very, very quickly.
Really?
So this is so much about the individual asking the question and not the generality.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So rule number one, you know, that whenever possible, use the best use of money
right.
is what you're looking for, right? So delaying Social Security, every year you take it before your full retirement age, which is 66 or 67, depending on where you fall on the calendar. Every year you take it before, you can start at 62. Every year you take it before, you lose 6%, but you're going to lose 6% for life. And for each year you took it early, and it is calculated monthly.
Yeah.
Every year you delay after full retirement age up to age 70, you're going to gain 8% a year. So under the rules we know today, assuming you're in good health, and assuming you don't have to have the money, meaning you have other resources, it's best to delay, in our opinion, because people have the attitude. This is the weird one. Nobody wants to talk about dying, right?
Yeah, right.
This is the weird one. Sherry says, well, what if I die? I won't get the money. I paid in all this money and I won't get it back. Folks, one of the biggest fears that people should have is outliving their money.
Not the other
living,
way.
Living too long. I won't run out of money because I'll spend less. Right?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
I can control what I can control is not having any money.
Right. Exactly.
If I die too soon and there's money left over, you know, the kids will be fine. The church will be fine. Barb will be fine. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I live to be 116. I could have a problem. Right. So the Social Security part, you've got to think about not running out of money. But the other part of this, what she's essentially saying is, okay, if I can live on that 6% per year reduced,
right,
and it's enough money for me to go play bingo today and shuffleboard, yeah, right, and have a great time, and she has no other assets, I would still worry about you living too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand the concept, and but it is very much a unique one. Please don't read an article on that. And listen to this radio show and try to make that decision.
So what did you tell me? You have a checklist for Social Security that's like 100 or 88.
That's the beneficiary checklist for IRAs.
Well, you have a checklist for Social Security too.
We absolutely have a
long one.
And it is. And we just had one the other day where somebody had heard my radio show.
Yeah.
They read an article that had essentially said that you could no longer do file and suspend, and that was changed, so you can't do it if you're born before 1954. What they didn't understand was the restricted application. And so where I would tell somebody to wait till age 70, under the rules that I gave you,
yeah,
in this case, they should have filed a restricted application. Social Security office told them they couldn't. Mm. I told them they need to go talk to somebody else at Social Security, take this with them.
Mm.
They did, and they got a check backwards for 6 months.
Wow.
And it made all of the sense in the world. They were only going to save they would have about $50,000 more in income over life, total,
yeah,
over life, if they waited 3 more years. The risk for the return was not worth it. They should have filed a restricted app, and they did the very next day.
Wow. Wow. Okay, next question. Should we use a tax preparation professional or an online tax filing program?
Taxes are going to be a lot simpler this year in 2018 going forward because many people are going to be able to use the short form.
Yep.
That's because you're going to take the standard deduction instead of the itemized deduction. I have never done my own return. I won't be doing my own return. I've always used a tax professional. And that's what I would recommend.
Me too.
What,
yeah,
I will tell you is many times they are used inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping off your papers in March and picking up something and signing it is not tax planning by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Tax planning has to be done before December 31st. If you're one of our families, you're going to get a package sent to you the first week in November. It's going to say, have any of these 8 to 12 things happened to you, your parents if living, or your adult age children over the course of the year? And if so, here are some strategies or things that we can be doing or things that you need to be thinking about. That's tax planning. We do that proactively, but it's because we work with CPA firms,
right,
where we collaborate, right? We work together,
mm-hmm,
to develop what are those 8 to 12 things that we need to be looking for that have changed in the code. And so I sit down with Kyle Clark and Link Perkins in Lafayette at Huth Thompson. I sit down with Ben and Maggie over at East Step and Doctor and Michelle Skeen, and we come up with what those questions are, and then they go to all of our families.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Brett Spangler the same, and you know, we're dealing with the families that we have down in Anderson and Indy. And so it's just a collaborative effort, and that's critical. Not one of cooperation where they just agree.
Right.
It's collaboration,
right,
where everybody's on the same page.
Yep. Okay. Real quick, how do taxes on 401k withdrawals work?
So if you're over 59 and a half, actually if you're over 55 in a 401k and you've retired, meaning you don't have any other or not very much earned income, you can actually get money out of a 401k at 55. You don't have to wait till 59 and a half. No 10% federal penalty, but assuming that it's a traditional Roth, traditional 401k, not a Roth 401k,
right,
you look at what your taxable income would have been. That'll tell you your marginal bracket, and 401k money that you take out is just stacked right on top of it. So what we would tell you is it'd be taxed at your marginal rate. That's where your last dollar was taxed at. Remember, the best way to think about our system is a stair-stepped system. Mm-hmm. So if you're the 22% bracket, the money you take out of the 401k is going to cost you 22%. Plus, if you're in Indiana, the 5% that's going to go along with it to be able to get done. If it's a Roth, obviously it's tax-free, which is one of those things you need to consider in your decision-making process as you load this puppy up. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. We love to answer your questions, and you can email me, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Of course, you can find more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, other radio shows, segments that you might have missed, ones you want to review. Of course, my newspaper column. We're happy to do anything we can to help you understand more about your money. 800-928-4001. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yes.
Hey, this is the Sherry segment where she gets to ask me questions. I have no idea what the topic is. Hopefully, I have a clue.
Well, today, I'm actually going to ask you to think about something that you maybe don't already have thought out. Maybe.
Okay.
I might. We'll see. We'll see. I ran across an article. I've been thinking about summer. I brought that up before in last week's show. And ran across an article, several actually, that said financial decisions you should consider during summer months. Checklist to go through halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. Different things that, you know, I know a lot of people do New Year's resolutions first of the year. But my question to you, and then I have some ideas here, is if you were going to develop, maybe you have one, I'm hoping I stumped you, a checklist for mid-year financial considerations, mm-hmm. changes, mm-hmm. thoughts, what would it include?
It's called financial quarters. and you should know part of that. So, when I look
quarters,
when I look at life, right?
Yeah.
There are four things that most of us have to do with our money, right? Most of us in one way or another give.
Yes.
Most of us in one way or another live. Most of us in one way or another spend.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us in one way or another save.
Right.
Okay. So each quarter of the year has one of those as the headline event. Okay.
Oh.
So January through the end of March, right? That first quarter is when I spend my time on my gifting strategy. Now, I have an articulated gifting strategy that says this is what Barb and I agree to support.
Kind of a mission statement.
Everybody shows up here that want, you know, sponsor. There's many good charities, many good things.
Oh, yeah.
And we had checks that were written to like 30 different places one year.
Yeah.
And had no, I mean, we didn't know anything about them. They just sounded like good causes. So we broke it down to, you know, our church, hungry people, and dogs.
Yep.
Right? And that's where we give. All right. And so that January, February, March is where we deal, you know, with Oath Salvation Army, the Second Harvest Food Bank, the food bank here in Anderson, you know, our church. That's where we really kind of focus on that. Right? That next quarter. Right.
You give it all in the first quarter. You don't, just plan it.
It's all planned.
Okay.
The next quarter is where we deal with the living. What kind of trips are we going to take this year? What are we going to do to the house? A house project that's coming up that needs to be able to be planned out.
Okay.
You know, those kind of things that you run through that checklist so that you can work on the budget.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter, or the third quarter, is where I really start getting into the, I hate to use the word budget because that would be a fib.
Yeah, you don't do budgets.
But I get into, okay, what's coming in and what's going out.
Yeah,
you know, in the business world, there can be some variations in terms of income.
Yeah.
You know, there can be changes in tax codes. There can be all sorts of things. You know, what is it we really need to look there? And I will tell you, that one is where I spend a lot of time on asking myself how much I spend on insurance and what I should spend. When I traded in my last car, they tried to give me $5,000 for a perfectly good car. I said, I don't think so. I'll keep it. It's got 140,000 miles on it. Barb pays the insurance bill. Suddenly it hits me. My goodness, the car is 5,000. They only gave me, only one to give me $5,000 for the car. It's fully insured. Obviously I own it.
Yeah.
If I wreck it, I bet they won't give me $5,000. Right. So we don't have full coverage on it anymore. Saved a couple $100.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So it's those kind of things.
Okay.
And then the fourth quarter, you of all people, I don't know, it's the tax planning quarter.
Oh, well,
right?
I know that.
So you've got how you give, how you live, how you spend, and then the fourth quarter is how you save.
Okay.
And that's where we sit down and say, okay, have I put all of the money in the 529 that I should have put in? Have I put all of the money into the 401k that I should have put in? Have I put all of the money in the backdoor Roths that I should have put in? Did we get other money that are in the accounts? What percentage have we saved? Because remember, the way we teach, retirement is about replacing standard of living.
Right.
It's not about replacing my income. Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to know what it cost, you know, for us to function. So forget the budget. I have no idea what I spent on electricity. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I'm just saying I know me. I won't.
Yeah.
Right? All I can say is this much came in, this much went out. The part that went out to savings is savings. The part that went out to giving is giving. How much did Barb and I use to be Joe and Barb?
Yeah, yeah.
And that I've got to be able to replace.
Okay, so I won't go through everything that I have located on these articles that talk about mid-year questions to ask yourself. But one of them struck me as unusual, but I've heard it more than once. In fact, I heard it on a nonprofit board that I served on, a question that we ourselves as a board asked ourselves about our investments. Do they align with your personal values?
Yeah.
Do you look at the companies you are invested in?
We've had a yes.
Okay.
We don't, other than in indices, we don't own tobacco companies. And so we've had a serious conversation here.
Okay.
You may or may not know that the cannabis is used in the medical world and is very, very, very helpful to people.
Now,
when it first came out, I said we're not buying pot stocks.
Yes,
and we still don't buy pot stocks because they're low volume, highly volatile. They don't match the rest of us.
Right.
But I have reached the conclusion that is not necessarily something that I would say no to. And in fact, a couple of the biotech companies and some of the bigger pharmaceutical companies, it's already part of. Now, I will give you a funny. You know, I live in Indiana.
Sure, right?
This show is broadcast all over the place. I live in Indiana.
Right.
And, you know, people will ask me if we're socially responsible. I manage money for churches.
Sure, oh,
you
yeah.
know, I've got a lot of Christian families. And the answer is yes, right?
Sure.
So a new planner comes on that lives out west. And she says, Joe, are you able to do social investing? And I said, well, of course I am. Right? And the next statement shows up and I get this nasty phone call. Well, her idea and her client's idea is green
Yes, exactly.
Not the same social that I have.
No,
right?
No, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you really care about that part, you've got to ask the questions and understand who it is that you're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got the Jim Cramers of the world. Cramer says, don't worry about what you invest in. Just use the profits to go to the places you want to support.
Right.
You've got the people like me that will just clearly not give money to places that I totally disagree with.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got other people, I guess, would go out of their way and hurt themselves to not give money to somebody who could possibly hurt them.
Mm,
right. So it's an interesting world.
Interesting.
It is.
I'm good to know. So, okay.
That's all you got on. Okay. Just understanding that type of process, if you will, to try to clarify your life, to simplify it.
In segments.
If you think about, and maybe you're one of the people that say, hey, I don't really give. Well, okay. Maybe you don't. But in our lives and in many of the people's lives I take care of, they either are giving to their kids, they're giving to a charity, they're mm-hmm. giving of their time, they're doing something. So, you know, you break it down into how do we give, how do we live, how do we spend,
yep.
and how do we save. And that gives you an overview of what you need to focus on that quarter. Because
I like the quarterly idea.
So many of us have the get around to it New Year's resolutions. And, you know, once January 15th's come, you've got to wait until January to start all over.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got my quarterly things that I'm able to look at and know what it is we want to get done. Hey, folks, we appreciate you joining the show. You got a question or comment, give us a call, 800-928-4001. Have a great week. Enjoy the Indiana weather and let's go racing.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.